This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Support and agreement that we must act now as soon as possible to do everything we can to prevent another tragedy like Parkland from happening anywhere else ever again.
We're not looking for a political solution here. We are looking to get this done because gun violence is such a scourge. And if the president steps up to the plate, he'll deserve credit and we'll give it to him. This is too serious.
All right, the gun debate rages. We know that. We've been talking about that. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is at the crossroads of, I think, a lot of conversations, frankly, that we're having across America is what's next? Are we getting rid of bump stocks? Are we raising the age of certain kinds of guns to 21? What's happening? And certainly the president is talking a lot about things that Schumer would probably agree with. And so there may end up being something that actually happens here. Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio with Talk Media News, joins us now. Bob, you and I have talked before. Are we going to see some kind of legislation, do you think, involving guns?
Well, I think so, Kate. I mean, when I watched the meeting at the White House, the only thing I could think is the president told a staffer to bring in a political nuclear bomb and ignite it. I mean, he went down a list of things that was so shocking, nobody expected it, you know, item after item, and even turned to Senator Toomey from Pennsylvania when Senator Toomey had said he didn't include the age going from 18 to 21 in the bill, and Trump turned to him and said something to the effect that, you know, don't be afraid of the NRA. So, I mean, there's a lot out there on the table. If the Democratic side, doesn't fight the president in the sense of saying you're not doing enough or, doing something of that nature, I think they've got some issues that there might be, something that goes on. Now, of course, the base, the NRA, is not happy. But again, the president threw out much more than we ever dreamed we would hear.
Yeah, I thought the headline was interesting in the Washington Post. Every day is a new adventure. Trump upends Washington and Wall Street with shifts on trades and guns, because he also, as you know, he decided that he would unilaterally impose steep tariffs, basically, on aluminum and steel imports. And the stock market did plunge on that. And advisors were worried that this was going to happen, apparently. So first he did the thing when it came to guns and ideas about what could happen. And then this. Are you surprised by the steep tariffs?
I thought that would come. If we look quickly at the history, Ronald Reagan, of tariffs, Ronald Reagan went after Honda engines to help Harley Davidson to save it, actually. And then when Clinton was president, he completely ignored steel. We actually had protests. I was part of 10,000 people blocking the gates of the White House and going down to protest. Clinton did nothing. Bush imposed a 201 to help steel. And then we sat with Obama. So actually it fell in line with three Republican presidents. And this one I thought Trump would do. He was so strong on the tariffs. So he's imposed them. Now Wall Street's taking a little bit of a dive on this, but I think if people bear this through, he's got an upper hand on the Chinese, because if they start a trade war, we can continue also. So I this one I did expect. I didn't know he'd go 25% on steel. He went 10% on aluminum, but I really did think he would come out with something. He took, the Bernie Sanders approach to trade during the election, same views Bernie had.
Yeah, so we move from that, and I bounce back to gun control or conversations about guns or investigations because of what happened in Florida. And how about the governor? There's been a lot of pressure on him, Rick Scott, asking the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to investigate the Broward Sheriff's office because of the response, because of what happened at the school. What do you make of that?
Well, it needs investigated. I think Governor Scott did the right thing. The sheriff went on TV last week and really kind of made a fiasco of things, I think, on Sunday television, taking credit where he wanted to and then passing the buck where he also wanted to. So I think the governor's going to get down to the bottom of it to see what happens. I'm close to a lot of law enforcement people. I've talked to a lot of them, and 100% of everybody I've talked to just off the bat thinks that something's wrong. So I think Governor Scott's on the right track. They need to see what happened. I mean, we talk about school security, and you've got people there that were armed, and they didn't attempt anything. So I think it's all fair game to not to make a scapegoat, but to find out what went so horribly wrong where nobody made a move to, protect the kids.
Yeah, absolutely. So sad, too. I mean, that's just the worst. So sad. And then something that happened earlier this week, the U.S. Supreme Court is going to hear, they announced they're going to hear oral arguments in Janus versus the American Federation of State, County, Municipal Employees. Boy, this is a big one because it's maybe a threat. It is a big threat to labor unions. This is huge that they've taken this up. Where do you think this goes?
Oh, this is incredible. And actually, Kate, it hasn't had the attention. You're one of a few that's really focused on it, the stations we do. And this one is one of the largest cases that labor's had to deal with in decades. And basically, if labor loses this case, it's the, Janus case, as you said, then it will basically institute a sort of right-to-work program in 22 states that don't have it. It would stop the compulsory union dues, basically, is the best way to put it, and it would hurt the pocketbooks of the public unions. This is a suit versus AFSCME union. So they're very worried about it. A similar case from California, dead tied because Justice Scalia passed. So now with the new Trump appointment, it's very, very possible this case will go against labor. I assume they decided somewhere around June or so.
Yeah, it's going to take some time, definitely. All right, good stuff as always. Have a fabulous weekend. Thanks so much, Bob Ney.
Thank you.
And as we traverse a little bit back into D.C., this is interesting. Something else that's kind of been suggested by the president is that he kind of is broaching this subject, and it's been written about, I think, a little bit, of the death penalty for drug dealers. He didn't propose it, but he said, this is a quote, some countries have a very, very tough penalty, the ultimate penalty. And he's talking about, he's at a White House conference on the opioid crisis. And by the way, they have much less of a drug problem than we do. So we're going to have very strong penalties. And of course, when you're talking about drug dealers, the Philippines, Singapore, they execute drug dealers, basically. I don't think we're going to go to this execution style thing, but it is interesting when you think of the epidemic of painkiller addiction. And, he says he's going to roll out a policy over the next 3 weeks. What is that policy going to look like? I, for one, am curious, and it definitely is a crisis. We know that. Northeast, boy, they are bracing for yet another huge storm. We hear from the masses next with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
It's just really the fact that it's going to be, they're saying, at least 3 high tides. Because once that water comes in down there, it doesn't come out.
Scary stuff. You know what that means? Did you hear that little scrape with a shovel? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I used to live in the Northeast, and I know what a nor'easter is like, and it can slam up and down the East Coast. So Friday, Saturday, potential storm, mix of howling winds, rain, heavy snow, powerful waves. You heard the high tides rolling in. What does that mean? If you live on the coast, flooding, damaging wind gust, flight delays, power outages, especially for those of you listening in the New England area, but also in that Philly, New York quarter as well. So the high winds especially, they're talking about actually from the tip of northern Georgia to southern Maine. So that's about 900 miles. It means a lot of people would be affected by it. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker actually got ahead of this. That's what you do when you're the governor, right? Activates 200 National Guards members to help with the storm because they see a lot of flooding. So they know, yeah, with these tides, I mean, it's inevitable. It's going to happen. And the winds strong enough to lead to some major, major air delays from Chicago to Boston. And because of that, and ahead of this curve, the airlines have waived change fees. So how about that? The storm will be the most powerful to hit the East since January's bomb cyclone, and that was pretty darn bad. So they're telling people along the East Coast, be prepared to evacuate in advance of Friday's high tide, especially, again, those coastal areas. But check this out. Snowfall amounts, 12 to 18 inches expected in New York, especially higher in central New York, they're saying. Coastal, they're talking about a bunch there, too. So maybe even just kind of the wet stuff and flooding. But it's going to be bad. And, I mean, what do you do? This is part of life, right? It's just wild weather. And this storm, depending on what it does, I mean, you know, if you mix in torrential rains and snowfall and wind, I mean, who knows what it turns up, you know, looking like in the end. And even in Southern California, because of those wildfires that burn so many areas, they're saying they're going to get whipped around by some heavy rain action, and there could be flash flooding. And then in the California Sierra area, they're talking about a lot of snow there, too. So, hey, we got some wicked, wicked weather to deal with. So if you're listening to me in some of those nooks and crannies, and it's it could be Saturday right now for some of you. I know a lot of people especially listen to the show by listening back to it. I've heard that again and again, and thank you for that. So be careful. Just be aware of it, I guess, you know. Sometimes I know people are weather freaks in my off-the-air life, I guess because I'm focusing on other things. I used to focus on the weather more, but I don't focus on it that much. And I've caught myself now. I have to pay attention because not paying attention is costly. You know, all of a sudden you're in the middle of a rainstorm, and especially the rainstorm, it's brutal. It's like floods. And because we just went through that, I'm in the satellite facility, of course, of this fabulous network. I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we had heavy, heavy rains. You gotta watch, because these low-lying areas, you can end up being a floater in a second. I mean, you really, really could. So, for anybody in, you know, thinking about what they're doing in the next couple of days, just be aware, obviously, of what the conditions are there. And if you're traveling, man, Godspeed, because who knows if you, I don't know, who knows if you make it back or not timely anyway. If you're supposed to be on XYZ flight, who knows if, you know, it gets canceled or what happens. You know, in California, it's interesting because if they get that weather and it bleeds over further into the weekend, because Sunday is the Oscars, the Academy Awards, which is the whole reason for Los Angeles, right? The reason it exists is for movie stars. This is so, and movies. Because how many people, even if you're only going to movies here and there, you know, we do our cheap movie review, people are so intrigued by the whole idea of motion pictures and who's making them, and, you know, there's a little something for everyone these days. So, meaning, you know, we've got some religious movies that have done well, you have some ridiculous movies that don't do well and then go right to streaming, you have the occasional, you know, tug on your heartstrings movie that finds its audience. And my favorite kind are kind of the spy thriller type of movies. And if they're well done, they can pull in an audience. There's one that we're going to review when we do our cheap movie review coming up, and it's Red Sparrow. And it's been getting a little bit of buzz, good and bad. I mean, not bad, but it's gotten some good reviews and some others that are like, eh. But I think it looks pretty interesting. So the Oscars are happening, and that means that it's this, you know, near the Walk of Fame. It's like 2.5-mile Hollywood Walk of Fame, which is right by the theater where they do it. And I didn't realize this. As just a quick aside, it's the number one tourist attraction in L.A. I guess I shouldn't be surprised by that. I've been there. About 25 million people, they say, annually go there. So it's number two for Southern California, and that means it's right behind Disneyland. Tourists come to, what do they come to do? To look for movie stars. So, I mean, you're not going to see them usually, right? You're not going to necessarily see them unless you get lucky if they happen to be in a restaurant with dark sunglasses on and you think you recognize them, I suppose, right? And it does happen where you could be eating somewhere and somebody walks in. So people flock to that area to do some looky-loo kind of stuff. And then eventually they get roped into some of those tours of stars' homes, and they run around in that little bus where they show you where somebody lives or did live. And I didn't realize this, that Hollywood Walk of Fame, there are 2,600 stars on that ground. And that starts at, like, La Brea. And, you know, anybody remember, you know, John Wayne or W.C. Fields, and then, of course, younger celebs like Selena, etc. And I guess the most popular, because I'm going to just throw this in for a fun fact and kind of lighten the load, since everything we talk about is usually so heavy when I say we're at the crossroads of what's going on in America. So for fun, I'm going to throw this in since it's a Hollywood weekend. The two most popular stars, would you be surprised to know, Michael Jackson, which is near the Chinese Theater, and Marilyn Monroe, which is in front of McDonald's. Because the stars are worn so much because so many people are there and they're taking pictures and pictures and pictures and pictures, you know, and whatnot. And I guess I'm not surprised by that. I'm just surprised. I didn't realize that that many people go there to look at the stars. But it's a unique area, right? So if you're thinking of natural beauty, and there's places you can go in California for that, like Northern California, the Sequoia Forest, and some of the beaches, and I mean, there's tons of the missions. There's a lot to see up and down that coastline. So that just becomes one of the stops that people are interested in, and because they hear of the celebrities, they hear of the stars. I mentioned that when I was talking to Bob Ney at the top, and if you missed that, the former congressman from Ohio joined us, and we were batting around some of what was happening in D.C. as he's there covering what's going on. But I mentioned that the markets tanked because of the president talking about imposing a steel tariff. So stocks went boom. The S&P tumbled 36 points. The NASDAQ 92. The Dow Jones 420. It was down. And you know, what happens is, of course, there's that cool off and then maybe it bounces back. I mean, I say this all the time. When you're doing the stock market thing, if you have a 401k, of course, you can only opt in, what is it, ever once a year, I think, but not if you're controlling your own. But you are at that giant craps table trying to figure it all out, right? And if you look at, you know, like aluminum stocks, or you look at steel, I guess would be the bigger thing, and you can see it takes a hit, but then I think it probably bounces back. I mean, it's so crazy how the market bends like a willow, a weak willow. If there's anything deemed controversial to blue chip stocks, right? Yeah, definitely. All right, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to dive into our mailbag deep, 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 as I got a ton of mail. You can always send me your thoughts by going to AmericaTonightRadio.com. There's a sign up there, and you can tell me what you think. Or you can go to Delaney Media Group at Live.com. Again, Delaney Media Group at Live.com. Reading the mail, coming up next.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning blue.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Yeah, let's head to that mailbag. A ton of mail. We are flooded with it. So just picture in your mind, close your eyes for a second, and picture it's the old days, and we used to get mail. You know, used to get people that sent you mail, letters and stuff. So the mail would be overflowing. I would not be able to read it all out loud. But if I was able to do that, I'd be opening the letters like that. But because we have the miracle of the Internet, thanks to Al Gore, didn't he say he invented the Internet? I don't know. Let's go to the first couple. This one is from Tommy, who says, Kate, be glad that you don't live in the Northeast anymore. We're like currently under this threat of horrific weather. I'm sure you're aware of it. I'm like obsessed now with the Weather Channel because I have big plans coming up the next couple of days, and I keep getting bombarded by the fact that we might see gusts of 80-mile-an-hour winds. And we could get lashed with flooding and heavy snow. For goodness sake, I'm afraid to leave my house. But lo and behold, I make one quick stop to the grocery store. And it looks as though we were expecting a nuclear bomb to go off. There is no meat in the meat section. No canned goods. Forget about soup. It is picked over, my friend. Basically, I'm in the candy section earlier in the day. And chips. So I'm going to be existing on chips and candy and probably doing that streaming thing on Netflix. Do you have any great recommendations for shows? Okay, I do. There's one, it depends on what you like, but I'm going to say Ozark's a little dark, but it's an awesome series. Laura Linney's in it, and Jason Bateman is also in this. I think he's really talented. The story is good. It's like reading a mystery novel with wicked twists, let's put it that way, thrown in with a little mafia southern style and Midwest style. That's all I'm going to say because I don't want to give it away. Then there's another one called 7 Seconds, and there are some familiar faces you would recognize in 7 Seconds, including Regina King, who is awesome in the show. She's heavily featured in it, one of the main characters, and it's about a kid that is killed while simply on his bicycle riding home in the morning, and what happens from there. It kind of pits it pits people in the town against each other, let's put it that way. Again, I don't want to give up too much, but it's pretty good. And there's a whole bunch of others. Like, there's a series called Bosch that I like, and that's a detective deal, and he's out of Los Angeles. So that's a good one to watch. There's another one I like. If you like, this is kind of a, it's not kind of, he's a Wyoming sheriff. His name is Longmire. And it's fascinating, and it's good, and it's got a lot of really good characters. Same thing, you can see I like that mystery, unraveling it, crazy town, what happened, weird twist, trying to figure it out, hard to figure it out, and where it's going to go. So there's a couple of good suggestions for you. How about that? Right, let's go to another one. This one is from Harry, who says, Kate, boy, oh, boy, it's really crazy to see what is happening with, you know, with these groups and the arguments over guns and gun policies. I've heard many people, and you have lots of hard right, and I'm not a hard right. I'm a conservative. I would vote for the candidate if there's an incredible Democrat. Sorry, I would vote for them because I'm open-minded, even though I lean conservatively, so it's highly unlikely, but I do think there's ways to bend a little with guns. Why not have the right kind of background checks? And who says it's such a bad thing if it's not so easy to get an assault weapon? I agree with the more rabid people who call your show and say it's not the guns, it's the people. Well, absolutely, of course it is. That scumbag Cruz who went in to that high school and tore up those lives. He was somebody who was expelled from the school, and yes, he did have access, and would he have not gotten them if he didn't have that easy access, if there had been the 21 thing? Yes. But what's the likelihood? So, you know, you got to ask yourself all of that in between this mix of this conversation, and it is the people, so that's the other part of it. I guess, you know, if they're doing research, of course, there's always tons of research on this. And the RAND Corporation, which is a big think tank, did a research initiative called Gun Policy. I was just reading about this earlier in the day. Gun Policy in America, and they wanted facts. Nothing political, let's just get facts for debate about gun policies to determine which work, frankly, and then ones that don't work. But when they were looking at the research, they found, guess what? There was a lack of studies that documented laws reducing violence rather than just coinciding with the results. So a few thousand of studies yielded 62 with casual results, is what they called it, about gun policies. And check this out. This is wild. Only 2/3 of them in the last 15 years. And, you know, here's what the reason is. No federal money for gun studies. Who was paying for that? So annual spending bills in Congress since the mid-90s said no funding at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention may be used to advocate or promote gun control. So they didn't even go in that direction. And now you've got the feds, the federal government, like let's say President Trump and Congress, and then you have Florida Governor Rick Scott that are arguing over whether more restrictive laws are needed or they aren't needed. They're trying to, you know, they're trying to figure that all out. And I guess it would be great to have the data to know, to be able to analyze it better. They did have some results. So I'm just going to quickly, because this is the mailbag, I'll just go through a couple. One was that background checks reduce suicides according to some of the evidence across the studies they looked at. So, but the impact on mass shootings was inconclusive. Then gun bans associated with mental illness reduced violent crime. That's according to a couple of studies, but one study found limited evidence of reducing suicide. So, see, that's the thing. You're gonna, in scrutinizing it, there's not enough data. That's the bottom line. There just isn't. There's other countries you could cherry pick and look at, but that's the problem. The problem is, how do you correctly analyze that in the U.S.? All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Naomi, who says, hi, Kate. I was wondering if you would be watching the Oscars on Sunday, and what do you think we're going to see? What kind of show is it going to be? Wow, well, that's kind of an interesting question. I am not the expert on the Oscars to think of, what kind of Oscars will we see? But, you know, there's the whole Me Too movement thing and Time's Up, so it's going to be a different kind. I don't know if it's going to be a different kind of show, but there's a lot of people that aren't going to be in that audience that would normally be there. And there's some interesting movies that got nominated this time around, like Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri. That's gotten a lot of buzz for that. Also, The Post, a little bit. Get Out is another one, and I saw Get Out, and it's really a dark comedy, but really, to me, was very funny. It was Jordan Peele's satire of, you know, what, it is his satire of sort of this post-racial era, and it is kind of a wild, funny horror flick. It is really interesting, I have to say that. The Churchill biopic, Darkest Hour, that has gotten a lot of interest. I have not seen that yet. I heard it's incredible, and I would be very curious to see that. Actually, it's streaming now, so you could watch it that way. The other movie that's getting a lot of attention is The Shape of Water. The Shape of Water. So we'll see. And the kind of show it's going to be, I don't know, maybe a few jokes about the men in Hollywood is what I'm thinking. I mean, there's always some levity, but it's a different feel, I think, probably this time going in. All right, here's another one. This one is from Brian. And Brian says, Kate, I'm curious. You know, sometimes you do that tech thing, you have tech people on, which I appreciate with your Forbes books at bedtime, and I enjoy that. I heard someone say they didn't like it, it was boring. Well, they're boring. I thought that you picked some, you and the guy that you're with, he's lucky to be hitched to you for that segment. Thank you very much, I'll tell him. You do some really good interviews with some real movers and shakers. You got to pay attention to that kind of stuff. I think it's good that you do that. So my question is this, what kind of iPhone do you have? Are you all the way up to the latest, greatest, or where are you? That's an interesting question. I'm going to tell you that I have a 7 Plus. Isn't that crazy to think of? A 7 Plus. And that's nothing. I mean, you know, now we're way beyond, well, we're a little bit beyond that. And they're saying this very next one that comes out, it's going to be a super, super big one. And I don't like that idea because already the Plus is a little bit bigger. So my fear is always of losing it. And I have. I have, not at a restaurant or anything, but I have left it behind where I didn't, you know, because it's big. So I didn't have the pocket or whatever to put it in or some big purse at the time. And, boy, you're like, you know, I try to avoid constantly being on the phone, meaning doing that crazy texting thing and not paying attention to people. But you pretty much do live on your phone, all of us, even when we try to wean ourselves off of it, because people don't call you anymore. Family, etc. What do? They text you, so you have to check your phone. We're going to the movies next on America Tonight.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come in, sister. One more time. One more time, one more time. Fantasy and a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come on, mama, and get your fantasy. And your fantasy is fine and groovy. And a drag.
I wonder how many times that song has been in a movie. That'd be an interesting trivia question. I don't even know the answer to that. I do know what some of the new movies are out in the theaters right now, and a couple of them are pretty, I think, are pretty interesting, actually. There's a sneak peek movie, which is Dance Academy, The Comeback. So it doesn't open wide till April 6th, but they have the sneak peek thing. So in some of these markets, you can go and see that. I'll explain what that movie's about. And then in the meantime, you've got Sparrow and Death Wish as well. I just immediately thought of Charles Bronson. You know, remember him with all the Death Wish 1 and Death Wish 2? And I remember as a kid, I was a kid when those movies came out, I really wanted to see those movies, and I was denied, just too young at the time, and eventually got to see them on TV somewhere. I can't remember when. I want to say when I was in school or out. Yeah, probably when I was in school, and I remember, whoa, I thought he was so awesome. I thought those movies were so good. And is that in relation, like Death Wish, is it sort of like a remake or a take on the original Death Wish, or is it something completely different? Well, you'd have to say to yourself, if they're going to call the movie Death Wish, and we've already had a Death Wish, you know, we've already had Death Wish 1 and 2, and I want to say 3, something like that, you'd have to assume, because there's kind of this big Hollywood push for the remakes, because the remakes do well. So if there's a movie that kind of caught traction in the 70s, it could end up coming back. Anyway, here is Death Wish.
Have I told you I love you?
Yes, Dad, you've told me like a billion times.
Honey? You please come down here?
Doc, something's happened. You can't go in there.
Dad, where's Mom?
I love my family. I failed to protect them.
I'm sorry, Dr. Kersey, nothing yet.
So there's nothing that I can do? Is that what you're saying?
You can have faith.
Have faith work out for them.
If a man really wants to protect what's his, he has to do it for himself.
The men who did it are out there. I'm going to hunt them down. One by one.
I had homies in the death of grave doing gun trades out at the dark.
We're close, pal.
You're Joey, right?
Yeah.
Well, kill my wife. Who else was there?
I don't know anything else.
You're not going to kill me.
No.
Jack is. You got caught in some crossfire?
Yeah. He said next time an ink will be in my leg.
You are going to be all right, I promise.
You're not a cop!
Somebody has to do it!
Everybody's watching this viral video. It's this dude right for taking the law into his own hands.
Hey!
Is he a hero?
He saved my life.
Or is it wrong?
Your cop's locked and ready to rock.
I'll say, someone took my wife. Everyone involved is going to pay.
You look much better getting out socializing.
Not so much.
Well, whatever you're doing, keep it up.
Okay, I will.
All right, so Death Wish is this action film directed by Eli Roth. This is the reimagining of the 1974 film of the same name. Charles Bronson, I mentioned, he was the lead guy. There was a novel by Brian Garfield that's where that came from. The film has Bruce Willis as Paul Kersey, and this one might be okay. I mean, okay in the fact that it might do okay at the theater. Certainly, it will do well streaming. It will definitely do well streaming. I think there's a lot of people that will go and see this, and the ratings have been okay for it. Not, you know, okay because there's interest in it. We move to the next one, I think, that will have a lot of interest, and it's called Red Sparrow. Check it out, and then I'll tell you more about it.
Honey, Mama, what is it?
I have to go away for a while. I was told to take a man to a hotel. He said he was an enemy of the state.
Take off your dress.
And in exchange, my mother would get the doctor she needed. Instead, they cut his throat. There could be no witnesses. So they gave me a choice. Die or become a sparrow.
From this day forward, you will become sparrows. Weapons in a global struggle for power. You'll be trained in psychological manipulation. You must learn to push yourself beyond all limitation. Take off your clothes. When we are finished with you, the person you were will no longer exist. Every human being is a puzzle of need. You must become the missing piece, and they will tell you anything.
You have a gift. You know how to survive. This is what you were meant to do. There is a traitor in the government. His last known contact is an American. Get close to him.
I thought I saw you in the pool yesterday.
Are we going to become friends?
Is that what you want?
She's a sparrow. You only matter because of what you can do for them. Work with me and make this man pay. You are better at this than any of us. Your only problem is you have a soul.
We can't trust a word that comes out of her mouth.
There's something else we're not seeing. If she's compromised, she will be eliminated.
What have you done?
You belong to them. They'll never let you go.
I'll find a way.
It's a mystery. A Russian intelligence service where she's forced to use her body as a weapon. Her first mission, targeting a CIA agent. Jennifer Lawrence is in it. It's getting pretty decent reviews. So it's a spy thriller that's based on a novel by the same name, Red Sparrow. We're going to trail out with this one, Dance Academy, The Comeback.
I'm a hard dude.
So, she gets into a ballet school.
In her final audition, slips, breaks her back. Oh my God, will she ever dance again?
You know, more or less.
Your artistic director, Madeline Moncur.
Have you given any thought to re-audition? I can never dance again.
Tara, I watched you learn to walk again.
Big days ahead.
No one takes 18 months off and expects to get into the National Ballet Company.
It's not impossible with the right trainers.
Again!
I want my life back. Do you think it's crazy what I'm doing?
Help me with it.
She didn't tell you.
Isn't there a chance dancing could make you sicker?
It's what makes me. Giving up is game over.
Everything hurts every day.
You're hurting yourself, and I meant to just let you.
We said we'd never hold each other back.
All right, so Dance Academy. Wow. Bye-bye, Dance Academy. It's gotten okay reviews. It's obviously about dancing, period. That's the deal. And it could find an audience. I think on streaming it will. It's about the top dancers, people like that, the competition, all of that. Hey, thanks for listening to This Hour of America Tonight. If you catch a flick, do a cheap movie review, send it to me. Thanks.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.